Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shaped the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Welcome to the program. I am Bob Gibson. Thanks again for joining us. And this is CIF Championship Day, and it means even more to us here at Catholic Sports U because we have two Catholic schools going at it, the top Catholic school in Orange County, and that is Mater Dei, and the top Catholic school in L.A. County, and that is St. John Bosco. And both these schools are playing each other tonight for a CIF Championship, and it's going to be a good one between the Monarchs and the Braves. We were out earlier this week at the CIF Southern Section football luncheon, and we had a chance to catch up with both head coaches. First, Bruce Rawlinson of the Mater Dei Monarchs, and then Jason Negro of the defending CIF championship, St. John Bosco Braves. Visiting with the head coach of Mater Dei High School, Bruce Rawlinson. Coach, it kind of seems like old hat to all of us, but I know you don't take it for granted ever, and it's always special every year. You do get a chance to come to this luncheon. It means you're part of the CIF Championship final.
No, it's an honor, and no matter how many times you do it, you're excited. You prepare over the weekend to get everything lined up to meet the needs of you guys, the media, and the CIF, and it's a great experience for my four captains because traditionally I've always brought the captains with me. And no, it definitely never gets old. You know, you have an opportunity to, it's down to the final two. And, you know, I can't tell you, I think I saw this coming. I was, you know, watching the Corona Centennial game. You know, I guess I'm always the last guy on the block to find out stuff. But then I found out their quarterback wasn't available to them. They battled, and so here we go with a repeat of 2016. So we'll focus on, you know, continuing to improve and then try to throw caution to the wind Saturday night and execute and maybe bring home a championship.
Does it help the fact that it's Bosco? You've seen them. You've already broken down film on these guys. You know what they do versus a team maybe you haven't seen so much of?
You go 50-50. You know, you, on one side, you know, we haven't played Corona Centennial in a while, so that could be an advantage, but it also could have been an advantage for Corona Centennial. Versus our kids know everything about Bosco, their kids know everything about our kids. So now, you know, the exciting part is now the coaching and the scheming and the psychology all come into effect. But, you know, at 7:37, it's just about execution.
Does it help, obviously, that your kids, most of your kids, a lot of the kids went through this a year ago, so maybe some of the awe, some of the stuff around it isn't there. They've been down this road before.
Well, you know, the same players that played in 2016 are back in 2017. That experience, you can't supplement that. Last year, it was new for them. This year, they've done it. You know, it's just a different venue, but they'll understand the magnitude of the media exposure and the what we call distractions. No disrespect to you guys, but, you know, the amount of cameras and things that'll be at practice, they know all of that. They know how to handle the week. I'm changing our format just slightly, but we'll pretty much do what we do. And I think it's going to be even more exciting. I loved Anaheim Stadium, and I loved it for the kids to have the opportunity. But Cerritos, this is a high school football game. I think it's going to sell out. And that's exciting for the kids. You know, the true Friday night or Saturday night high school football experience is going to be there. And again, when it comes, you know, it's what you do between the lines once she starts. And you know, we all know we have to have great performances from all those boys that are coming back for their final time. 40 seniors will play their, you know, their championship football game. They have to be leaders, and every kid with experience has to draw upon the lessons of last year and don't repeat some of those lessons.
Yeah, we all know how it ended last year with a Bosco victory in the championship game. What is different about this team this year? What did they learn from a year ago that they're able to to apply in this one this year?
Well, you know, we'll find out. I mean, but it is a great question. You know, we had distractions last year, some of them created by modern day. We had a major technology snafu, and basically we did not have access to our instant replay. Nobody's fault but me, okay? That's on me. I've solved that problem. We had a game delay last year, you know, that became a distraction. Now, I'm not blaming anybody, okay, but I don't think we have to worry about it because our fans will be on one side of the stadium and their fans will be on the other side of the stadium. But again, it comes back to I have a very experienced group who can draw upon everything a year ago almost to the date and now say, okay, we need to, these are things we didn't do right. These are things we must do right Saturday night.
You obviously want to be playing your best football at this time of year. Are the Monarchs hitting their stride now? Are they playing their best football right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been strong all year. And again, you know, I'm going to challenge the JT Daniels, the Amon-Ras, whoever, okay, the Solos, the young players. Every guy has to have a great game. You know, there is no room for average. You're going to have a few kids that'll play good, but you better have a lot of kids that play great. And this is the time to step up and be great this Saturday night.
Finally, the road to get here, you know, the last stop was through Mission Viejo. Obviously, the last game in the coaching career of Bob Johnson, we think, unless the Diablos are able to get him back in. What was the conversation with Coach Johnson after the game? Obviously, the two of you, you know, probably the top two coaches here in Orange County. Was there a special moment between the two of you afterwards?
Well, I don't know if it was a special moment. I thanked Bob for all of his years of coaching and tried to indicate to him that I respected his teams and how well he prepared his football teams, and I'll leave it at that. I'm going to take the high road because you know what happened after that.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck to you, and we wish you the best of luck in the championship game. Obviously, you know, there's so much on the line, and it'll be a special victory if Modern Day can get it.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to Saturday night.
A chance now to visit with the head football coach at St. John Bosco High School, and that's Jason Negro. Coach, as we were just kind of talking about beforehand, you know, this it's kind of like old hat now for the Braves, obviously for the Monarchs as well, but you never take it for granted, right? I mean, it's always special. Every year you get a chance to come be a part of this luncheon.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a great habit to be in. We're really excited about the opportunity. Again, this is five straight years for us here in maybe one of the toughest playoff brackets in the country, and you never know when it's going to be your last. You know, we talk about that to our kids all the time and how fortunate we really are. It's really difficult to get here. It's really difficult to have the consistency that you need and the players to step up and the coaches to do their jobs. You know, so we don't take it for granted. We're really excited and we're going to relish in the opportunity, and we're going to embrace this because it's special, and we're going to soak it all in today.
Do the players take that upon themselves? Hey, we don't want to be the team that doesn't come to this luncheon. It's kind of a special thing to be able to pass that down team after team.
You know, I think that, you know, we always bring seniors. So this is the, I guess, what, 20th or 16 through 20 kids that we have brought to this. And, you know, they go back and say, hey, man, you got to be the guy that gets to go next year. You know, so they obviously think it's a big deal. They really you appreciate the luncheon and what it stands for and the good food and all the press that they get. So when they go back home later today, when we start watching film and stuff, they're going to brag about that they had an opportunity to do this. And those juniors are going to get all excited about their chances to come next year. So it's pretty neat for us.
Well, it's been a heck of a year. Well, 1 year since we were here a year ago, before that championship game, it's been kind of a circus wheel of things for the Braves. And but it's gotten you to this point in the season now. When you look back kind of on what got you here, I mean, what was the point that maybe turned it around for Bosco? Because there were some little bumps in the road along the way.
Sure. You know, I mean, I think that our kids understand our philosophy that it's a process, you know, and it's not something that's going to happen overnight. Regardless of what you want and, you know, what your goal are at the end of the season, it's still a week-to-week process. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to take it one game at a time, and I know it sounds cliche, but our kids understand and know that, you know, we can't do anything more than Bishop Amat round one, or we can't do anything more than Rancho Cucamonga round two, you know, Centennial round three, and then now Modern Day four. So we ultimately want things that are ahead of us and in front of us. I said, but you can't take it other than one game at a time, and I think that philosophy and trying to stay consistent to that message has really helped us get to where we're at.
Does that help you and the coaching staff, knowing that the kids are not going to be wide-eyed? They've been down this road before. They've been this deep in the playoffs. They know what it takes to get here, and some of those outside distractions maybe don't affect them as much as it might some other kids who haven't had this journey.
Well, I think for a coach, it's very comforting to know that we put our kids in positions, you know, in big games to where they're not going to be freaked out about the big lights, or they're not going to be freaked out about the stadium and, you know, the opponent and things like that. I mean, you know, certainly it helps that we're playing a league opponent, somebody that they're already familiar with, and we've done it multiple times over the last, you know, 8 years or whatever it is. But we try to kind of simulate these situations, going down to Florida to play St. Thomas Aquinas or going to play St. John's in D.C., you know, having the opportunity to play those guys. We played Bishop Gorman in the past. You know, our kids are not going to be freaked out by the atmosphere and the things like that. So it's comforting as a coach to know that we're just going to go out there and play a football game, and that's the way our kids are going to approach it.
I'm not going to ask you anything about your game plan, but I will ask you, now that you're breaking down film on modern day weeks later after playing them before, are you seeing things that maybe you can work to the Braves' advantage?
I don't know. They have no weaknesses. You know, you try to look at film and you try to see, okay, maybe we could take advantage of this guy or we could take advantage of that guy. In the first matchup, you know, we thought, you know, that we could take some advantage of some areas, and we couldn't. And, you know, and so I don't know. It's very, very difficult to game plan against those guys because they're so talented. Their coaches do such a great job in terms of their, you know, preparation and their game plans and what they're going to do. You know, all we're going to have to do is kind of worry more about what we do and our execution. You know, we got to play better in the special teams. We know that. We got to hold on to the football. We had some problems with that in the first one. You know, so I think if we were able to, you know, clean up some of those areas and fix the things that we were deficient in, that hopefully we'll play a better football game. But even so, you know, I thought last time, you know, we at least competed and had an opportunity to win it late.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Everybody's ready to go. Good luck, Coach, and go get a championship.
Yeah, this is a game I don't think anybody's going to want to miss. You're going to want to see this thing in person, and there's so many talented players that are going to be there. It's going to be like a little mini college game, so we're excited about our opportunity to be a part of this.
A quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from a couple of star players on each of these teams that are going to be fighting it out tonight for that CIF championship football game. Much more right here on Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. Back to Catholic Sports View. I'm Bob Gibson, and we're previewing the CIF championship football game tonight between the Modern Day Monarchs and the St. John Bosco Braves. And we talked to a couple of the star players on each side, one for each team, a couple of star defensive players for the Modern Day Monarchs and the Bosco Braves.
Continuing our visits here at the CIF football luncheon, and we're amongst the Braves, the defending CIF champions. What does it mean to you guys to come in again to play in this game as the defending champions?
Good. All our hard work from the beginning of January has paid off, and it's going to continue to pay off as this run continues.
Is there a feeling amongst you and your teammates that, hey, we're still the champions here, and we're looking to defend this title?
That doesn't really matter because, you know, that was last year. I mean, it is on our minds, but like I said, that was last year.
Same position almost as a year ago, Bosco, Mater Dei, things went your way. This has obviously been a special season for Mater Dei. In the back of your minds, have you been kind of keeping an eye on what Mater Dei's been doing, or is it just laser focus on what your season has been?
Just laser focus on us because we can't control what they do, only control what we can, and yeah, just on us.
Obviously, as a safety, you know, you're looking at film, you're looking at JT Daniels, Amon-Ra St. Brown, all those great receivers out there. How do you defend this offense?
Just by playing our game and listening to the coaches, you know. That's how we got the W last year, just by playing our game and staying focused. So I'm looking to do the same thing this year.
How important is it to, you know, 5 years in a row now for Bosco to be at this luncheon, to be a part of this event? How important is it to be a part of this coming up through the program and to be able to say to the younger guys, hey, this is what you want to aim for?
Real big, because it just shows people what hard work does, you know. Five years ago, you know, no, actually 6 years ago, nobody really knew who Bosco was. So us just building this, it's just so hard. It just shows hard work. And then to the younger kids, it's just saying, like, don't stop grinding.
How different is your team now than they were, let's say, back in September when this all started?
Way different, because you see we had a lot of injuries, and then a lot of the younger classmen are stepping up, most of the sophomores. And, you know, most people wouldn't have expected that, but they have stepped up to the plate.
Are the Braves playing their best football right now at this part of the season?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Why?
Because we realized a few things, and we overcome a few bumps in the road, and we started actually coming together and believing in each other.
Well, from the modern day side now, visiting with senior offensive tackle Tommy Brown, what does it mean to be part of this event here this afternoon?
Well, it's awesome. Great tradition, and it was a lot of fun. Got to eat some good food.
That's important for the lineman, right?
Always is.
You know, obviously this season has been, you know, beyond everyone's wildest dreams, I guess, to this point. But nothing's really accomplished until, this game. And I imagine that's all the laser focus right now of you guys is getting this finally accomplished here and winning the CIF title.
Yeah, definitely. We got to stay focused and we got to finish business. And watching the video that they were playing today at this luncheon brings a bad taste to our mouth. And we're excited to hopefully give it back to them.
Not that you need any more motivation to obviously finish out the season and win a title, but seeing that video, remembering what, is the wound still a little fresh?
Definitely. I mean, that's my first time watching the game since the loss, and brings back that memory, and it brings back the faces of the seniors from last year after the game. So we're going to go out there and play for them.
What's different about this year's team versus last year's team?
Last year's team was a great team also, and I don't know. They're pretty close together. We're a really close team now, and we were a really close team last year. So it's just a lot of dudes on both sides of the ball, I guess.
When you look at what you've accomplished, to this point, the undefeated record, number one in the nation, all that stuff. But does it still mean something to be called ZIF champions?
Yeah, definitely. All this rankings and everything doesn't matter until you win, and everyone's trying to compare us to great teams in the past, and great teams in the past won. So we got to win to be compared to them.
Obviously, it's a chance also to, you were one of the young guys once upon a time. You've got young guys that are stepping up and helping this team out. How much are you able to help some of these guys, with his journey? Because you've been down this road, a few times now.
Well, I mean, Miles, the right tackle, he's a sophomore. I remember being a sophomore right tackle, and I mean, he's always welcome at my house, and he comes over often, and it's just guiding him through the nerves and everything. It's just do what we've taught you and follow your steps and trust yourself, and you'll be fine, and that's definitely what I try to convey to him.
Is it like a normal week of practice for you guys, or is it a little different?
It'll be a little different, but it's another game, and we've played them before, and we beat them before, so we just got to do what we did in the past.
Is their defense any different than what you remember seeing a couple of weeks ago and what you saw a year ago?
A year ago, they were up front a lot better. Their defensive line was a lot better. Not taking anything away from them this year, but Jacob Callier was a great defensive lineman. And so they have a lot to live up to. And, I mean, I'm sure they'll give it all this year because winner takes all.
And then a little bit later on at that CIF Southern Section football luncheon, we had a chance to talk to one of the longtime scribes here in Southern California, Steve Fryer of the Orange County Register, and he gave us his thoughts of this big matchup between the undefeated Monarchs and the Bosco Braves. All right, chance to visit with Steve Fryer from the Orange County Register. You've had a chance to see the Monarchs and the Braves this season. I mean, this is as good a matchup as it gets.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a matchup that everybody was hoping for. When Tanner McKee got hurt at Centennial, kind of took the chances for Centennial to get to the final a little bit out. But, modern day is so good. I mean, people we talk about this being the best team that Bruce Rawlinson has had. When you think about some of the teams he's had, that's saying quite a lot, And then since they got a DJ, a quarterback, who's going to be playing on Sunday one day, as you know, Bob, it raised the bar for Bosco. He's better. How much better does he make Bosco? That's going to be a fun thing to see on Saturday.
I even took it one step further. I said this may be the best football team, this year's modern day team, to ever take a high school field in the state, maybe. Yeah. I mean, is that hyperbole, or is that in the ballpark?
If you look at the division, like, what, all five linemen are D1 guys?
Right.
How many times are we going to say that ever? Right. Never. And, the quarterback, who's already broken the Orange County career passing record, and he's a junior.
Right.
And then I was watching highlights of their semifinals win, and then he runs like, Usain Bolt for whatever many yards for a touchdown. And he added that to his repertoire, which he didn't really have last year. And then you got to keep reminding yourself, my golly, he's just a junior. Oh, my gosh, he's just a junior. And then he's got the best set of receivers we've ever seen. And then the defense has got attacking dudes all over the field. And, of course, they got a good kicking. So there's no holes. They're about as good as can be. I'd like to see him play Fullerton College. The number one junior college team in the nation, Jeepers. I think that'd be a great 18th game. because this team looks like they're going to play all the way to state. But it's how you play the day you play, turnovers, other things like that. Emotions get messed up. Bosco smells a little bit of blood. They go for it. I mean, it's going to be a fun game.
I'm sure Coach Jason Negro of Bosco told you the same thing he told me. He didn't see any weaknesses on film from modern day. Do you see anything Bosco can maybe try to attack? Is there a little chink in the armor somewhere?
I think, you know, if somehow that they can apply some food poisoning to modern day before the game, that would help out.
That's about it.
But really, you know, I was telling somebody the other day about the old Buster Douglas-Mike Tyson fight where Buster Douglas upset Mike Tyson. Who would have thought that the Patriots were going to come back like they did against the Falcons last year? Back in 1969, who predicted the Mets were going to win the World Series, you know? So upsets happen in sports, which makes sports the great drama that is. It's the best dramatic event on TV is a sporting event. You don't know who's going to win. And so, yeah, of course Bosco can win this game. All the teams we had in this room at the luncheon, they're all capable of winning the game, pulling off an upset. And sure, Bosco can do it. They got the dudes. They get a little bit of a lead, and they're feeling good about themselves, and they're running like crazy and playing with their hair on fire, as coaches say. Yeah, Bosco can win this game, but I'd say modern day has to be a considerable favorite.
As good as Bosco is to sit here and say they're going to pull, we can call it, I guess, a little bit of an upset over Centennial.
They're number three or four team in the state.
Right.
We're saying, you know, two a team in the state, and we're talking upset. That's crazy.
And if you look at the national polls, we're talking about two of the top five teams nationwide here. I mean, this has got more marquee value to this matchup than I think anything we've seen maybe ever.
Yeah, and I like the fact that it's Cerritos College because, you know, it's going to be a filled-up place. It's going to be noisy, even though the game's going on some live television. You know, 15,000 people in Angel Stadium doesn't look great. It's great for the kids. When they take their kid to a baseball game, I played on that field. That's great. But, you know, having this game in Cerritos College, it's going to be loud. It's going to be noisy. It's going to have that kind of flavor, atmosphere, too. I think it's going to be great.
Real quick, I know, elsewhere, a team like Orange that hasn't played a CIF championship game since, what, the 30s?
Yeah.
I mean, how much fun is it for you to see a school like that who nobody's seen, coming for this long to be able to get a chance and have some seats in this room?
Well, I sat at the Catella table at this event.
Another team that hasn't been around in a while, right?
They've been around since 66, and they've never been in a CIF football final ever. And so what great piece of history it is for those guys. And that school's got some really good baseball and basketball and other sport history. Now the football team has finally gotten the final. Orange High School, like you're talking about, they went nuts on Saturday. I'll tell you something, I don't know how many people know this, but Orange High School, when they win a football game, for every touchdown to score, now in the middle of the city of Orange, there's a plaza. It's like a traffic circle. And so what they do is they get in, the bus drives around the circle for every touchdown they scored. Now, they scored a bunch of points the other day, so they made a bunch of things. So I went out to dinner at a restaurant right off the plaza last night, and I said, what's going on? He goes, what is Saturday night? You should have been here. It's like high school kids were running around all the place. It was the noise. It was crazy. It was all this stuff. I go, oh, yeah, the Panthers won. And so they do a lot of old school things that they do for rallies at Orange, because it's one of the oldest high schools in Southern California in Orange County. So to see the Panthers getting their Panther pride back, so it's awful fun to see that.
Thanks for the visit, T. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Glad to do it, man.
Thanks to all my guests, and good luck. It should be a great championship football game tonight out there at Cerritos College. Quick break here on Catholic Sports View and plenty more. We're going to start some of our basketball previews when we come back right here on Relevant Radio.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occcatholic.com/travel.
This is John Romero, music director at Christ Cathedral, Garden Grove. And if you're going to one Christmas concert this year, this is the one. Christmas at the Cathedral, December 15th at 7:30. These 150 voices will be singing all sorts of carols with Cesar Sanchez, our guest tenor. Get your tickets now at ChristCathedralMusic.org or by calling 714-971-2141, extension 5529. Don't miss the concert event of the season. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View, and it's time to start our basketball previews. We've been loving our football season, of course, but time to turn the page just a little bit, get into the winter season, and that means it's basketball time, and we have so many great basketball programs in the Trinity League. We're going to start our basketball previews by going out to J. Sarah High School and talking to their head girls basketball coach, Mary Rosignol. Coach, thanks for joining us this week on Catholic Sports View.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, I want to talk about your team, obviously, and then the new season, and we're starting out here, and this is actually the first of our basketball previews that we're going to be doing here in the over the next month here as we get into the winter season and basketball. But I want to talk about specifically, you know, your path to J. Sarah, you know, your playing career, your coaching career, and how you got to this point. Let's go, I guess, all the way back to when you first kind of fell in love with the sport of basketball. What are your earliest memories of basketball in your life?
Well, growing up, I grew up with four older brothers, so I was always involved with sports, and I was always taught to play at a very high level as a very young kid. So when I did get involved, you know, at the high school level, I was a pretty good player just because I had to go against boys my whole life playing sports. So my childhood was fun, and I was very fortunate to have, you know, four older brothers and parents that were very supportive, you know, in the classroom and athletically. So it was a fun part of my life. And then I got into coaching back at St. Joseph was my alma mater in Lakewood, and got into coaching, and I coached basketball and softball there, and then moved over to Valley Christian High School and coached basketball and softball there. Won some CIF championships there.
I was going to say three CIF championships there, right?
Yeah. So I was, you know, that was a fun part of my coaching career.
Went to state a couple of times as well, right? Went to the state championships a couple of times.
We were very successful there. Yep. Eleanor Dykstra was very successful there and established an unbelievable program there. So I did that, and then I went over to Mission Viejo High School, and I coached boys for three years at the lower levels. And then they asked me at J. Sarah to take the job like 3 years. I just kind of wasn't sure if I can make that transition from boys to the girls. And then I finally said, you know what, God's taken me to J. Sarah, and I'm going to make that move. And here I am 11 years later. We've had a, you know, tremendous amount of success, you know, being in the finals of CIF 2014 and 2015 and you know, second place in the Trinity League, I'm not sure, two or three times. So
yeah, right. I think three times, right.
You know, been very successful. We made it back to the semifinals of CIF this past season. And my, you know, 11 years, we've been to CIF 11 straight years. Or I guess 10 straight years, because this is my 11th year. It's been a fun ride, and J. Sarah's, you know, an unbelievable place. Looking forward to another successful year this year.
You know, it's tough when a new school opens up, and then you say, okay, you're going to be dumped right in the middle of the Trinity League, right? Which, you know, of course, as you know, modern day, and we know what Rosary did a year ago, and that right. Great program with Coach Yoon over there, and we know what Coach Kiernan has done at modern day over that time. So, I mean, already the task in front of you is a big one, but, you know, so whereas some programs at J. Sarah have had to kind of bide their time to work their way up, this basketball program took off right away. Is there a secret behind why the basketball program got so good so quick?
Well, my first year here, actually, I lost five starters. So I inherited a program that had five starters. So I think the biggest thing, Bob, is, you know, the foundation and the structure and just doing it, you know, the right way and respecting one another and having great work ethic and just, you know, teaching them life skills along the way through the sport of basketball. I've been fortunate to have some, you know, great athletes, and you know, we've, you know, developed into, I think, a pretty solid program.
Right. You know, obviously J. Sarah, you know, being a private Catholic high school, you know, students choose to come to J. Sarah. Why do you think students choose and basketball players choose to come be part of your program?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, when coming to J. Sarah, it has to be about academics. and, you know, then the spirituality part of it and the culture part of it. I think, you know, the basketball program is outstanding, and people come for basketball, but you have to really come for the whole picture here at JCERA, because there's so much to offer, you know, besides a solid basketball program.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. I mean, as a head coach, and I kind of wanted to ask you, is it, you know, coaching boys and girls, I mean, is there a big difference between coaching the two? Have you enjoyed one side over the other more over the years?
Well, there is a difference. I enjoy both tremendously. You know, growing up with four older brothers, I kind of had a little, I don't want to say guy mentality, but you know, just that physicality, that mental toughness, and just pushing through, you know, adversity. And, you know, sometimes when you get after the girls, the result isn't as good or the same as it is with boys. That's kind of been the toughest situation, but I think it's been positive, and, you know, we get through the adversity, and they're learning and I'm learning, and it's a fun mix as we go through the journey every year.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Mary Rosignol joining us, the head girls basketball coach at JCERA High School. The Lions embarking on another season, and it's going to be a good one. Plenty of talent to go around. We'll talk about some of that talent in just a couple of minutes. But yeah, I also wanted to ask you about setting up shop, as we talked about, in the Trinity League. I mean, obviously we talked about the great coaches there and the great athletes. It really means something when you were able to compete at that level, because it's probably the highest level of basketball, you know, at least here in Southern California, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing battle every single night, and there's tremendous amount of preparation that goes into, you know, every game, every practice, and you hear some of the coaches talk, and you can kind of pencil in wins here and there, and I think in our league, it's, you never know who's going to beat you.
Yeah.
That's the intensity part of it, and that's the fun of, you know, of it as a coach, and I think as the players, you got to bring your A game every game, and you're coaching up against a great deal of experienced and knowledgeable coaches. Being the only female in the league as a coach, I mean, it's fun, and you know, I take on the challenge every night, so.
Yeah, obviously, because it's the level of competition is right there. You know, as I've watched and covered, you know, athletics, you know, for better part of the last, you know, almost 30 years in my career, I've really noticed the level of girls basketball has really risen, you know, over time, and you know, it's become, you know, to the point where, you know, you're not talking about, oh, well, that's girls basketball versus the boys. I mean, it's good competitive, you know, well played basketball, and you know, the girls don't have to apologize if they ever had to in the first place for the level of play. That level of play is as good as it's ever been right now.
That's really a true statement, Bob. And you know, to see the girls perform every night, and you know what they do in the classroom and what they do in the practice court, it's an amazing thing to watch, and to watch them develop and grow and mature, just compete. You know, the competition is amazing to watch, and you know, to see them have success and here in high school, and then take it to that next level. It's really rewarding.
Yeah, the athleticism, I noticed, really is that maybe girls are starting younger now, or are starting to play the sport younger, and by the time they get to high school, have that much more experience under their belt.
You know, I think the thing that's changed is, I think the athlete today is specializing and working on their craft. And I think that's what why we have so many great athletes in the sport. It's all year round.
Speaking of honing your craft, you know, obviously you've already been hard at work. I mean, as we talk, you know, the work is already, you know, on the practice court has already been going, and you're a couple games into the new season now. But, you know, talk about your team. Tell us, you know, some of the top players coming back this year that are going to make a difference for the Lions.
Well, we got some players that are returning that do have varsity experience, have, you know, started some varsity games. We made, you know, the run we made last year into CIF and knocked off, you know, the 4 seed and the 5 seed. So, you know, had to travel to Vegas and to Santa Barbara, you know, back to back. So I think the character that we built and the legacy that's been left behind here in the basketball program, I think continues to help us every year. We do have some good senior leadership back in Caroline Pedra and Cabrera Anderson. Hopefully lead us to great heights this year. We had two freshmen in Sarah Shaw and Alex Iansissonis that played several minutes for us last year. So they'll be sophomores this year, I think. They're taking on very big roles this year. We did get a girl named Elodie Lalote, and she's a girl from France. So she's going to be amazing one next to Sarah Shaw in the paint.
I was going to say, she's a 6'3 sophomore. You have at least seven players on your roster who go 6 feet tall. I mean, that's got to be a huge advantage, to have that kind of size inside.
Well, so far to start the season, we're bringing down about 47 rebounds per game.
Wow.
which is gigantic. It's 21 of those are offensive rebounds, so that's going to help us tremendously.
Well, we want to thank you, Coach Rosignol, for joining us here this week on Catholic Sports Here. We wanted to make Jay Sarah our first stop in our previews this year because we're excited about everybody this season. But I got a feeling this is going to be a really special season for the Jay Sarah Lions, and we're going to keep an eye on you, and we'll check in with you somewhere during the season as well.
And thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. That's Coach Mary Rosignol, the head girls basketball coach at Jay Sarah High School. And we'll have much more right here on Catholic Sports Here when we come back. Now the head coach of Rosary Academy, Rich Yoon, and also the defending CIF and defending state champion Rosary Royals. How's that sound, Coach?
Really good, actually. I'm still trying to fathom it all, but it's been a great year, and really proud of my team. And we've had some seniors go on to do some big things in the starting of their new senior freshman year. So
yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, obviously, we're going to talk about the new season, but we just want to kind of like wrap up last season. I know you want to turn the page on it with this group of girls and head into the new one because this is an exciting one for Rosary. But yeah, you'll never get tired of hearing and reliving those moments, right? Winning CIF, winning state, which had never been done at the school. Those are the moments that I'm sure the special feeling is still there right now.
Absolutely. I mean, how many coaches can say, that they won a state championship? So for me, I just wanted to be in the moment the whole time, knowing that this will probably never happen again. And if it does, great, but we really wanted to make the most of that time and cherish each moment so that we can really know the value of what we actually accomplished.
Yeah, you never take it for granted, right? Because there was a stretch of time there between the CIF championships that you've had there at Rosary. So you never take for granted that when the next one might happen.
You're right. I've been lucky. We've had some good athletes. And like every other school, every year can't be your year. I think, there are times where it piggybacks and your seniors or your juniors have become better and you do have that second additional year. But I think like everybody else, we're a school that has their good years and their bad years. And so when we do have our good years, we've got to celebrate it.
Well, and you certainly should. And so much was done. So much was celebrated. It was nice to see your team win the CIF title and then think, wow, to actually go on and be able to win a state title. That just means everything. I know the school went all out to really celebrate that. And the kids had a fun time.
The support was amazing from our school. I mean, to have a router bus leave at, like 4:30 in the morning and have as many students get on that bus at that time of morning and to come up and support us, having the teachers get up that early to be chaperones for that whole adventure, I thought was amazing. So the support here was outstanding.
Yeah, as you embark on this new season, what year is this for you at Rosary now?
This is my 26th.
26.
Year.
I was going to say. I know it's at least 25 there at Rosary. Is it still as much fun? I mean, it's got to be, right, to come on off a state championship, but there's still that excited feeling. But to get up and get out with a new group of girls this year.
Sure. I mean, the challenges are different. I mean, no one knew you know, we were coming last year. And now everyone knows that we're here, and we still return the CIF Player of the Year, the John Wooden Award winner, our freshman who broke the record for most threes in a state playoff game. I mean, people know who we are now. So it's almost like playing with a target on our back. And we are playing in a different division. We've jumped to Division I AA because of our success. And our schedule has actually improved as well. So it's much tougher this year. It will be much tougher this year. But for me, you know, I love coaching. I love teaching. That's the reason why I'm here. And that's the reason why I do what I do every day. Wake up in the morning because I want these kids to learn, you know, the life lessons and to be better basketball players than when I got them. That's the biggest reason why any teacher teaches, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The teaching has got to be your life's work if you're going to do it and do it well, right?
Right, right. I mean, it's got to be a passion and you know, it's got to be a calling. So, you know, I feel like that's what I'm called to do. And I love every day coming to work and doing the things that I do, teaching the game of basketball. And some years the rewards are like last year and some years are not so evident, but I know that every student, every athlete that passes through Rosary has something to take with them to move on to the next level. So that's what I look forward to.
Yeah, and that's really the important part of it. You know, we just talked with Coach Rosignol down at Jay Sarah, and she talked about going to the weddings and being part of the girls' lives for so long. I mean, that's you're Coach Yoon to them forever, right?
Right. Right. I mean, like two generations now?
Yeah, I mean.
or 2 decades? Yeah, I'm starting, as a teacher, I'm starting to get the children of the students I've taught. So, like, I'm starting to feel my age here a little bit, but it's been rewarding as heck. So I'm truly blessed.
We're talking with Rich Yoon, the head girls basketball coach at Rosary Academy, defending CIF and defending state champions. We want to take every opportunity to mention those as well, because those titles were well earned and a lot of fun. What does it say about that team from last year? And then we'll kind of wrap it up and we'll talk about this year's team. But what does it say that in that crazy tough Trinity League, where we know all the talent there, and Jay Sarah and Modern Day and Santa Margarita, it goes on and on within the league. But, you know, what does it say how good that team was last year to be able to accomplish everything it accomplished?
League is, I always say, is just a different animal altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a really good season up until league, and then your whole season can fall apart because of the competition, the level of play. Our league is so, the coaches are so good and the players are so good that you got to go into it with every counter possibility, every option revisited, practices sometimes need to be adjusted, because they know what you're going to do when you step out on the floor. They know exactly your game plan. And if you don't have a secondary option, you're probably going to lose. So we have to come prepared. It's a whole new level. Sometimes I go in there and I have to think, like, what would I do against myself? You know, knowing who I am, because that's what the coaches are going to know. And so I have to go in with a whole different set of eyes. And I even ask for other coaches' opinions. How would you guard us in this situation or do this? So there are no surprises in league. And I think that has helped me to be successful. But the overall competition, the overall view, the environment, every time you step into a Trinity League game, it changes. The feeling changes. And them, you possibly have gone to the same grade school, you know, as someone who's on the Santa Margarita, Modern Day, or Jay Sarah teams. And so, like, a lot of our kids know each other. And when they step out on the floor, there's so much pride involved in that. So, yes, it does take it to another level. And I, you know, have grown so much from being in this league, as well as our program and our kids and so on.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy the level of talent that exists in the Trinity, and that talent includes, as you mentioned, the state player of the year coming back for her senior year. It would be one thing to be able to say, hey, that team rode off into the sunset as a bunch of seniors, but you've got the state player of the year coming back to build upon once again this year. And having talked to Becky, we're talking about Becky Obinma, of course, and having talked to Becky, I know in the back of her mind, she's got to be thinking, hey, we want to do this all over again, because that was so much fun a year ago.
Right, right. I mean, both are starters. They feel the same way. They feel like they have something to prove now, and it wasn't just a fluke. And you know, we can play at a high level. I think Cal High Sports has us as number 15 in the state this year, and it's going to be something tough to live up to. I mean, preseason rankings are never a measure of how good you're going to be at the end of the year,
right.
But it does give you this huge target, I think, on your back. So other schools are really going to be gunning for us.
And that's a good point. Do you think a year ago maybe you kind of snuck up on some people? Maybe people were thinking about Rosary right out of the bat, but this year it's completely different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we snuck up on a lot of people. So, yeah, I think they just didn't know. Some people were like, where's your school? Where are you located? You know, how many students? We only have, you know, less than 400 kids at our
right.
school. So we're not a very big school, but, you know, we do a lot of great things here.
Yeah, by far the lowest enrollment of any school in the Trinity League. So, I mean, you know, when you think about the big enrollments at the Santa Margaritas and JSAN Modern Day, all those schools, right, you think, wow, Rosary really gets the most out of the talent that they have at the school. Obviously, it's a special school and a special environment, and it was more like a family, right? It's a close-knit community within Rosary because it's such a small amount of people that are there on campus.
Absolutely. I mean, this place is very special. So I wouldn't be here for this long if it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the things that we do as a community, it is like a family here. And people speak the good things about Rosary for years after they've graduated. The thing I really, truly like about our situation is that, you know, you get a chance here. Like, for a student to come in and be maybe an average player when they start here at Rosary, they have a chance to really shine because of our small school stature. And they could possibly be one of the players in the county by the time they're seniors.
Yeah, it's so true. We saw it just last year. Last couple of minutes here with Rich Yoon, the head basketball, girls basketball coach at Rosary Academy, defending state champions as they head into their new season. As you take a look at your returning starters and kind of how that will mesh with some of the younger kids coming in, but especially as you look at Becky and all the returning kids, do you see them at a different level now? I mean, do they see them, or are they playing at a different level coming in with these expectations and these accomplishments behind them now?
Two answers. Yes, and we have to. If we don't, you know, we're going to fall behind quickly. We have to be a team that rises to the occasion, and some of our younger players are going to have to step into different roles, and our leadership, the three seniors that we lost, we're going to have to make up for that leadership, that experience. So the season, the long season that we have in front of us, it's going to be a year that we learn along the way the little things and ways to win and become veteran really quick so that we can be good when league comes around and playoffs come around.
All right, Coach, we want to thank you for joining us here on Catholic Sports View. Wish you good luck, as I know the season is just underway. Going to get started here for you really quick, and can't wait to see what Rosary does for an encore here in 2017-18.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks. That's Rich Yoon, the head basketball coach at Rosary Academy, the defending state champions. We never get tired of saying that here on our show, because whenever one of our teams from the Trinity, you know, wins the CIF on a state championship, it's always big news to us here. And if you want to catch this show or any of the others we've had here on Catholic Sports View, just simply go to OCCatholic.com/radio, and right there you can click on any of the podcasts and listen to these shows once again. We've had fun producing them, and we hope you're enjoying them. Thanks again for joining us this week on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith, right here on Relevant Radio. I am Bob Gibson, and we'll see you next week.